Corey Lewandowski joining us live, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire, out of the gate on this Friday morning. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good. Now, a lot of people know you, but I'm just going to let people know. Of course, Corey Lewandowski, political advisor, strategist, consultant, former campaign manager for Donald Trump, and someone who still keeps close touch, probably daily or pretty close to that, with the former president. Hey, let me start off. Big primary win in Ohio. Is that a bellwether of things to come for J.D. Vance?
Not just Ohio, Jack. Look, Indiana also had a primary on Tuesday night. President Trump's endorsed candidates were 22-0 in the races on Tuesday, the best record of anybody. And look, I'm not making disparaging comments, but there were other national figures who endorsed in some of those races who didn't win. And what this reminds us of is that Donald Trump's endorsement in the Republican primary is the single biggest determining factor when someone is trying to run for election in that particular subset of the population. So what we saw Tuesday night in Ohio and Indiana is the reminder of Donald Trump's dominance. It will be tested again this Tuesday in Nebraska, where Donald Trump has endorsed a candidate by the name of Charles W. Herbster for governor. That race is probably a one-point race right now. And today, Donald Trump is going to Pennsylvania to go and campaign for Doc Oz and some other candidates out there. So look, he is on the campaign trail. Every Republican candidate in America is asking for his endorsement. He's been very selective, but his endorsement is determinative in winning elections.
Well, Governor Chris Sununu here in New Hampshire is, I don't think, asking for his endorsement. In fact, on the show more than once, he sort of downplayed the impact the former president's going to have in New Hampshire primaries. And when I asked Governor Sununu Friday, this past Friday, Corey Lewandowski, we were doing the show live at the Union Diner in Laconia, about someone you've touted as a potential U.S. Senate candidate, Wendy Stone Long, from Keene originally, went to Dartmouth, has run for the U.S. Senate in New York. Let's have a listen as a possible Trump-type endorsed candidate. Not that it's happened yet. This is how Governor Sununu reacted. Let's have a listen.
I don't know this Wendy Long. She doesn't live here. That sounds like a carpetbagger from New York type thing. I don't know anything about that and that individual at all. Nobody does.
Now, she called into the show later, Corey Lewandowski. She was not scheduled. Let's have a listen to Wendy Long. She hasn't announced yet, but I asked her if she's seriously considering a run for the U.S. Senate. She said she is. Let's have a listen.
I look forward to getting to know the governor. I think that he will end up liking me. And, you know, I believe in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. We don't speak ill of other Republicans. Our target is Maggie Hassan, and he's correct in one thing. She is going down.
So, Corey, I guess, does Governor Sununu think that the former President Donald Trump is going to have a big impact here in that Senate race or any of the midterms here? What do you think?
Well, look, let me say, I don't know if Wendy Long is going to get in the race or not, but when you're born in New Hampshire, you went to high school and college in New Hampshire, which I just want to remind the voters of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu did not go to college in New Hampshire. He went to college in Massachusetts. You know, I don't know what qualifies you as a carpetbagger. You know, his brother was born in the state of Massachusetts, who served in the U.S. Senate and in Congress. So, look, I don't really know what Chris is talking about, and the truth is he doesn't either. And so Wendy Long, who was born in New Hampshire, who went to high school and college in New Hampshire, yeah, she left New Hampshire to go and work in New York for a number of years and is back here. I don't know if she runs for the U.S. Senate or not, but, you know, there's a number of people who live in this state of New Hampshire who weren't born here but have chosen to live here who probably are voting for Governor Sununu. So, you know, making disparaging comments about potential candidates for office, I think, is, you know, really unfortunate, and I think the governor is better than that, to be honest.
You surprised the governor's now has a Republican challenger in the primary, and in the past he's had one such as Karen Testerman, but it really wasn't a factor. Governor Sununu's numbers remain strong. You surprised he has a primary challenger that's probably, as some would say, the Democrats, Ray Buckley, saying more like Trump-type candidate challenger. You surprised he has a primary challenge?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Look, we have seen Republican primaries around this country make candidates better for the general election. So I don't think there's any surprise that someone was going to challenge Governor Sununu. You know, the fact is he's extremely popular in a general election. I think it's going to be very difficult to beat Governor Sununu in a Republican primary without a high-profile or well-funded candidate. And so, you know, look, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I recall elections, you know, 20 years ago, Jack, where we saw candidates getting into races and we heard from people that Republican primaries are good things. Right, that they make the candidate stronger. So I guess that hasn't changed in the last 20 years.
Getting back to the U.S. Senate primary race here, the GOP primary, you said you're not sure if Wendy Long is going to jump in. She said in the next week or two, so that would mean next week she'd probably make a decision pretty soon here. If she does not run, is there a candidate there that you or the former President Trump would endorse?
You know, I've had a lot of conversations with President Trump about the races in New Hampshire from the 1st District all the way through the U.S. Senate race. And I think we have to continue to see how the field develops. We've seen some of the candidates starting to raise money. We've seen Chuck Morris raise a good amount of money. We've seen, you know, Kevin Smith raise money. We've seen Don Baldock kind of excite the grassroots portion of the Trump base here in New Hampshire. But I think it's a long way to go. And it, look, it's about electability. It's about winning the seat in November, because if we win in New Hampshire, it all but guarantees the Republicans take back the United States Senate. Look, we have to hold the seat in Pennsylvania. I think we've got a huge pickup opportunity in Georgia with Herschel Walker. But you still have to go win somewhere else, Jack. And as you look at the map, The wind is at the Republicans' back. Joe Biden's approval numbers are dismal. He continues to be upside down by 16 points. Right. 52% of moderates don't agree with Joe Biden's positions. You know, so look, there are huge opportunities for Republicans, but you have to win in November. And in order to do that in New Hampshire, you have to run a good grassroots campaign and you have to raise money. But Maggie Hassan is definitely beatable.
Well, let me ask you this before we let you go, and I mean this sincerely. Almost daily, just on my media email, I'll get from the Donald Trump's camp, if you will, that he's endorsed another candidate somewhere. Almost daily, four or five, that he's endorsing a lot of candidates across the country in these congressional races, but he hasn't endorsed anyone here yet. Why?
Well, look, we have the last primary in the country, which I think is really unfortunate for us. And I hope that the legislature changes that, because it really puts you at a disadvantage when you come out of an election in September and you've got 8 weeks to run a general election and you've spent all of your money and resources beating each other up. It's a huge disadvantage. And what we're seeing around other places, again, you know, Texas has already had their primary. We've seen Ohio has now had their primary. Donald Trump is making endorsements for candidates who are on the ballot immediately, and I think he is going to be making endorsements in New Hampshire. But because the primary isn't until September, we've got a lot of time left.
Corey Lewandowski live. Good morning, New Hampshire, on this Friday. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, Jack.